Blog Talk Radio.
I'm your host, E. Lincoln. This is the Nets 100 on the Block radio station. Give a shout out to them on Facebook. Make sure you like their page. Make sure you like the Nets 100 on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and whatever else you can think of. For anybody that's just joining the show, the Nets 100 is really about developing systems and ways of thinking that will propel black people into the top, in the top 1% within the next 100 years. Right now, we're really carrying the next person's message. You see what I'm saying? Think about it this way. In the 50s and 40s, the whole thing was vote, because they were more educated than we are when it came to voting. That's why they knew how important the vote was to get elected. Nowadays, we're talking about our vote don't count. That's like, you know, that's like really taking a dump on everything those people went through. The ones that died, the ones that got maimed, bit by dogs, the ones still living. I mean, it's really just stupid. I ain't gonna even lie. I hate to use that word stupid, but if you sitting around saying my vote don't count, so you don't vote, always remember in 1635, they voted for slavery. You got to remember, slavery was a vote. They ain't just jump up and everybody agreed to it. They voted for slavery. And the reason why you have to vote is that it's not a majority of people that think like that. And nobody alive right now in America has ever had a slave. But these people actually think we need to be slaves. And if we put it, if they get enough of them in the Senate and in the House of the Representatives, they can vote for that because it was a vote from the beginning. That's why your vote counts. That's why, you know, if you don't read about yourself, you really, really understand that type of stuff right there. I told you in the first two episodes, in the first 2 weeks, I told you, I said, go get the blueprint. Go get the blueprint. And you ain't want to go get the blueprint. I bet you half of y'all who listened the first 2 weeks still ain't went and got the blueprint. You know what I'm saying? You know what the blueprint, how to make a nigger or say. You know, that's the book. It's the blueprint. And you got to go and get that type of thing, man, to read about it. And I guarantee if you read about it, you'll be looking on. You'll be looking for your neighborhood and see what's in the book happening. Like right now, check it out. Right now we got a guest speaker. He's gonna come in a couple more minutes. He's gonna tell about the prison system. He was in it. He working his way out of it. My man Josh, and he wanna explain it to you because this is real. There's nothing fake about this right here. The prison system, the school to prison system is really real. When I was younger and I got in trouble in school, you know me, I got in a lot of trouble in school. I ain't going to lie and say I was a saint because I wasn't. I did things. I liked doing them. You know what I'm saying? I was like the class clown, the smartest one because, you know, when I got in trouble, I got the little butt whoop, my ass whoop. And I had to do book reports on the book she wanted me to do. And she'll always give me a dictionary to make sure I understood the words that I didn't know. So even to this day, you know, people be trying to talk to me with big words, and I just be smiling because I understand the whole conversation. You ain't fooling nobody with big words. But right now, when a black person of color, a black person, get in trouble at school, they call the police. They don't call your parents. They call the police. That's by design. And you'd be like, somebody say, Lincoln, what can we do to stop it? All right, I'm glad y'all asked that question. What can we do to stop it? Well, it's very simple. It's a simple thing. When you enroll your kids in school, you talk to the principal, and you ask him, is it something that you can put on paper? You can put on paper, that's a written consent. Do you consent for them to call the police on your son if he get in trouble? Or do you, or would you rather the school just call you? Because at the end of the day, it has to be unlawful for them to call the police on kids instead of calling their parents when they get in trouble. I never heard that, but I don't hear too many black people fighting against it either. A lot of black people just go along with it because we refuse to get into politics. I have several conversations with young guys, and they just be like, man, I don't talk politics. I don't like to do that. And I know it ain't because they don't like to do it. It's because they don't understand it. They don't teach it in this new generation. They want the new generation to be dumbfounded and docile. I told you before, the 13th Amendment said if you put them in prison, they can be slaves. So if you undereducate them and they don't know how to make a living, and the only thing they have is illegal way of getting things because everybody else they hang around is doing it, then what do you think is going to happen? It's the brainwash. It's like I told you last week. The best way to brainwash your kid from the time they born and up to make sure we in the future this black-on-black killing won't happen is to tell your child at least once a day, blacks don't kill blacks. When you leave somebody and you're about to go home, all right, peace, but dog, blacks don't kill blacks. All it really is a brainwash. They do the same thing. I'm just telling you what it is. And you saying it won't work, but have you tried it? Have you tried it for 5 or 10 years? You never know if anything will work unless you try it out and run it for 5 to 10 years. Your business you start will not be successful until 5 to 10 years of a brick and mortar. And in that business varies depending on how you go, how much you want to make the, how much money you're trying to make. But the brick and mortar, you can go out of business in 2 years. If you don't go out of business in 2 years, and within 5 years you start making a profit. In 10 years you'll be tight, depending on your goal and who you hire. Because you know, in a small business, if you got enough money to hire a business management company, then they can help you push it quicker. But at the end of the day, if we're allowing our kids to get locked up from the time they in school, then that create a record right there. And that record cuts them out of things when they get into the adulthood and give them a way of thinking. To lock a child up, that's like a shot. Yeah, it's like creating PTSD. They creating PTSD. You don't got to go to war with that. Just lock a child up at an early age in the place that his parents ain't in just for something petty. And our guest speaker is going through that, and I've seen it, man. Even when you get out of prison, you be on parole or probation, they want you to do things and keep a job. Do you know how hard it is to keep a job if they calling you up talking about they want you to come drop right now, giving you a certain amount of time? If you in a regular job, you can't get out of that. You can't just go to your manager and say, hey, I got to leave because I got to drop. They create a situation to lock you back up. And with blacks, Mexicans, and Latinos not getting into politics the way they should, I didn't even say Latino. Latinos into politics. It's black people. We ain't into politics, and I don't understand why that is. I don't understand it. But maybe if you wouldn't have got the blueprint, you know, how to make a Negro a slave, maybe if you wouldn't have got the blueprint of Amazon and eBay and read it. It's less than $5-$10. Go on and order it and read it. And then when you start walking around your city, you'll be seeing what you read going on, then maybe your mind will twist and you start doing something different. Don't blame me for bringing it to you. Don't blame the messenger. Don't say, Lincoln, I don't want to hear you blaming us. I ain't blaming you for nothing. All I'm saying is that at one point in time in America's history, a black man couldn't read a book. He would get killed, beat, or whipped for reading a book about himself. Now in 2018, you're telling me if I tell you to read a book to help change your way of thinking, that I'm bullying you and that I may be saying something against you, then I say you have an American nigger way of thinking. An American nigger is a slave. Because I explained to you what a nigger was. I explained that to you last week. I might explain it the first week, too. I explained it to you again. The word negus, N-E-G-U-S. It's an Ethiopian word. I'm going to give you the short version. So basically, whenever you say the word nigger, that's nothing but a slave term for the word negus. So you're still speaking Ethiopian. You see what I'm saying? You ain't said that a nigger ain't an American term. It's a slang term from an Ethiopian word. And the root word, the meaning of the root word never changes. King, boss, CEO, president, leader, that's what they calling us all this time. But they were just as ignorant as we were. But the top people knew about it. They know what the word means. That's why they keep running that message. Y'all need to stop calling yourselves niggas. Because they don't want to keep they know what the word is. So they don't want to keep calling us kings and queens and bosses. But if we don't know what the word means, then, hey, why not? Language is something awful, man. Language and knowledge is something awful. You got to always remember that, man. They go hand in hand. Especially in America, language and knowledge go hand in hand. It gets deep. And the prison system, that pipeline from the school to prison system, we need to get on that. We have to get on it. And the best way to get on it is start putting on paper when you enroll your kids in school every year. Do it every year. Go up there, put on paper. If anything anything that my kid is involved in, I want to be called. Do not call the police. Call me. I am his parent, and I want to be there because I can settle the situation. We don't need to call the cops on my kid because he did something wrong in school. That makes no sense at all. And if push comes to shove, we'll just start suing them. It got to be some type of lawsuit we can file for them doing that. It got to be. It just got to be. You just can't keep doing things like that. And we have to be on it. You got to be on it right now, man. And if you don't really believe how serious this is, I'm gonna bring in my guest right now. Hey, Big Ed, is Josh in the queue? All right, send it to Josh. What's up?
Hey, you hear me?
You on there? Yeah. Hey,
yeah.
Tell everybody your name and where you from.
My name's Josh Moya, originally born in Denver, Colorado, but been a resident here of Albuquerque, New Mexico, Budque City, pretty much my whole life. So, you know, always been repping the 505. How you guys doing today?
That was New City, New Mexico, huh?
That's right. That's right.
Hey, I'm talking about that pipeline, the school, prison, and how they do you once you're in there. Hey, could you give my people a little bit more insight of what it's really like, man?
Well, just speaking from my past experiences in family, I've had a lot of family members, both sides, you know, my mom and my dad, prison. Jail, whatever you want to say. I have uncles on both sides that have done enough for 4 or 5 lifetimes. I currently got a brother right now who's on his 8th year of a 15-year bid. So, I mean, it's nothing foreign to have a conversation about it. I think what it comes down to is it's a jailed economy. People, they make money off of you being locked up. And once you're in the system, it's hard to get out, man. Like you were saying earlier about being on probation, it's not enough for you just to do your time. They still want to keep a leash on you, a hold on you. You got to keep an eye on you for whatever reason. But it employs a lot, you know, from COs to judges to commissary workers. I mean, everything. It's a jailed economy, and that's how they, once they got you in that door, man, it's like Clark Kent going around and coming out Superman. You're never going to stop, you know. It's one of those things that you get caught up at an early age coming out of school for something dumb that you did as a youngster. You're going to pay for the whole, you know, early part of your adult life, which it really makes no sense. Cause you can't tell somebody to better themselves and then keep holding them down, you know?
Exactly.
But
exactly.
That's the way it is. Me myself, you know, I made some wrong decisions. I ain't gonna lie. I made some wrong decisions, but it wasn't nothing to keep me in the position I'm still at. I paid my debt. I did the things I had to do to get what I thought of getting out. Within you get out, you got probation. You get out, you got to take classes. You get out, you got to keep a job. And they still call you and say, hey, look, you got to do this every day. You got to do this every day. And if you don't go when they call you, then you're the one on fault. Like they tell you, you got to work and you got to support your family. You got to do this and that, which every man should do. I'm not saying you shouldn't. But when they call and say, okay, you got 10 minutes to be down here to do a drug test, or you got 20 minutes to be at this counseling session.
Like, let me ask you a question, Josh. Let me ask you a question, man. Now, I know you're a barber down at Slitsville on 3322 Course at Sequoia, right?
That's right. Chopping it up right now as we speak.
All right. So let me ask you a question, man. If you wasn't a barber and you was at a job that you had to be there from 10 to 11 or, you know, a set time, and you had to go drop, how would that work?
Well, first of all, you're probably going to have a pissed off boss because, you know, when you're supposed to be at work, you're supposed to be at work. You know what I mean? And there's some days, you know, I go on a schedule, but there's some days where they'll call you and say, hey, you need to come down because it's a surprise. Like they want to catch you slipping or something, you know? But I mean, even with the job I have now, I still got clients where I got to tell them, hey, I can't cut your hair right now. I got to go. So then I end up leaving them hanging. So imagine you're at a regular job where you got to explain to your boss, hey, look, this is what I'm doing. Then that right there gives a whole different perception of you. Then they start looking at you shady, like, well, why is this guy doing that? Why are you taking time out of what I got, I'm paying you for, you know? And for somebody who doesn't have a lenient boss or a job where you can do that, that puts a strain on your pocket. That puts a strain on you. That puts a strain on everything else that follows after your encounter. You know what I mean? Like, it's not an easy thing. It really isn't. And I know there's a lot of people out there that know what I'm talking about because what sucks is if you tell them, hey, well, I can't go right now. I'm working. They don't care. They're going to tell you, well, it's either that or you go back. So then you're stuck between a rock and a hard place. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And what sucks is a lot of people that are out here doing this, they're not still in that lifestyle. They're not still doing all these things. But they treat you like you are, and it's hard to get out of that system, man. It makes a lot of people relapse and go back because they're like, fuck it. I mean, if I'm not going to be able to be the person that you want me to be, why even try? You know what I mean? Like, especially when someone's doing good and you're not getting no credit for it, it's hard to stay on that straight and narrow.
I feel you on that.
I mean,
how do it impact your family?
You know what? The thing about that is in my family, I got one side that knows what it's like because, like I said, you know, I got my uncles and all them been through it. So it's not really nothing new. But on the other side, you know, with my kids and my ex-wife's family, I mean, they don't know nothing about that life, you know what I mean? So they hear this and they get a whole different perception of you. The first time I had to take my kids with me, it was one of the worst things I did, man, because my kids look at me like that, why are you here? Why are we in this place? And they're getting a little older, you know, they're a lot smarter than you know. And man, I mean, it's not like they look at me like a creep, but they kind of look at me like, well, Dad, what's going on? And I'm the type of parent that's going to prepare them for the world, you know? So I try to explain it to them as easy as possible. And it's hard, man, when you got to tell your family stuff like that, or they see you going through stuff like that, even though they're your family, I would still get sideways looks, you know, from certain people. And I mean, it's hard, man. Like, it just, to them, it looks like you're caught up in something and you're no good. And you know, you're in a place where you shouldn't be. And you kind of get like a troublemaker stamp put on your forehead. You know what I mean? And even though that's not you, people don't really stop to think, like, It could be something nonviolent. It could be something non drug related. Anything, but you're still treated the same. You're still treated like you're at the bottom of the barrel type. You know what I mean? You spend your whole time trying to get out. It's like you're constantly trying to prove something to somebody when you really should just be proving to yourself. You know what I mean? But I mean that's just things you get caught up in. I mean, everybody wants to seem like they're doing good, and it's hard when you are, man, and you're still looked at like you're not, you know?
Right. I understand that. With your outlook, do you think it'll get better or worse? Because right now, I'm seeing how all the votes is going and how everything is going and how people aren't willing to vote. And in some states, in most states, after certain years or in some states, after you get off of a parole or parole, you can vote. Is it like that in your state?
I can vote. I think it's somewhere within 2 to 5 years of your crime, after you've already got out like a felon. Like right now, I can't vote, but they're telling me that I'll be able to. I think it's 1 to 2 years for me personally, after I complete my paper, which. I mean, a lot of these votes are like you said, on this particular thing, like, I would be somebody that would want to vote to change these things, but they don't allow me to right away, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
I don't know about things getting better just because, like I was saying earlier, it's that jailed economy, you know, that where too much people make a living off of this. Too much people make income and it's not a knock against their job or whatever, but, I mean, you take away, like, let's say you take away probation or limited somehow. I mean, enough of that goes away, and probation officers start losing their jobs, you know what I mean? Things will have a trickle-down effect, so I don't really ever think that it's gonna go away. Like, even like these private jails or holdings or prisons, whatever, like the CCAs or whatever, that's a money maker. You know what I mean? So why would they want to change anything? They don't look at us as being a person like them. They look at us as a number. That's why when you get there, they you don't got Moya or you don't have Salazar or Henry or whatever. You don't got that on your shirt. You got a number. That's all you become to them after. Once you get into it, you just become a number. That's it. And that
just
number
a number
turns into another number for them. You know what I mean? Then you're
exactly.
Working on you're working on your bottom line after that. So.
I know.
Me personally, I don't really see a lot changing. I think it does need to change, but that's what people need to do their own research. People need to get in and they got to understand how it's affecting people. You know what I mean? And there's a lot of people I know that get in and they don't care, and I think they should.
Right now, I think it really all comes back down to the vote. Well, that's how I think about it. You got to remember, when Barack Obama was president, he started closing private prisons, and he started he changed a couple of federal laws because right now private prisons really being filled up with nonviolent people off laws that used to be misdemeanors that's now high felons or felons just to put people in jail because most of the prison systems, private prisons. Systems in most of the states and most that have contracts with the state got a contract to keep them 80% to 90% full. And if the state signed a contract with a private prison system that directs them to keep the private prison system 80% to 90% full, or they got to pay millions of dollars to the private prison system, then you got to come up with laws to lock more people up in the state.
Yeah, so let me tell you this quick little story. I was down a couple years back, and I wasn't in it for a violent crime, and I ended up getting a cellie, you know, a guy's in my cell with me, and he was in there for murder, and you know we got to talking, and he tells me, he says, what if I was a crazy ass dude? Like, granted, you know, we kind of knew the same people, but he's like, look. You're not in here for the shit I'm in here for, but yet they put you in here with me. So what if I was this crazy ass dude that just didn't give a shit and I wanted to keep doing the things I was doing, and they put someone like you in my cell where I don't really care. He said, what do you think the chances are of me taking you out or me endangering your life? You know what I mean?
Right.
He said, I'm not saying that you wouldn't just stand up and defend yourself. He said, but dude, I'm a cold-blooded killer, bro. Like, I could wait till you go to sleep and do you in. Like, do you think these people really respect your way of life? And you know, that kind of hit me like, damn, like, he's got a point. You know what I mean? Like, they're mixing us up just for the sake of filling it up. You feel what I'm saying?
Right. I feel you on that. And they didn't really,
and
they
look
don't
back
really
to what
care.
You're saying. No, they don't.
Exactly. They don't care about who they're putting you in the prisons with. All they care about is filling the prison. I know a guy who got convicted in Kentucky. He didn't leave the county jail for 8 months because there was no room in any prison in Kentucky. So he had to stay in the county jail convicted already and wasn't getting no good time while he was in the county jail. He was just in the county waiting for a bed. Just waiting for
a bed. All that stuff just adds up, yep. I know what you mean, man. It's not right. I have some folk that were like that. You know what I mean? Just waiting to get there. And that puts a strain, man. When you got like for where I was at, you got 90 dudes in one pod waiting to get to where they're going, and each day they're not being moved. You know what I mean? Stuff pops up, bro, and it's
frustration.
It's frustrating, man. Yeah, for sure. And
all right,
you see
Josh.
All these things happen. Yeah,
I want to thank you for sharing your experience with us, because that gives people a different view. I can say one thing, But to hear it from somebody that's going through it or has went through it, that gives people a whole nother definition of how serious it is for us to get out and vote for people that think like us. That's the most important thing. You just can't, it's okay to vote for your color, but you got to vote for the person of your color and the person of your creed that think like you. Black, yep. Mexicans, Latinos, we all in it together. So we always got to think, vote for people that think like us and look like us. I ain't going to lie. I don't care what they taught us in school. They only vote for people that look like them. So why shouldn't I? Because
well,
I know
what,
that
man?
People that look like me then went through some stuff, and they know how it feels for certain laws to be passed and how it's going to affect people. It never said in the Constitution that we should be governed by millionaires. It said we should
nope.
be governed by people of the country. And we got to understand, we have to stop voting for people just because they got money and say they own the business or something. Their character is still flawed.
The minority is the majority, man. Once we really, really understand that, they say, yeah, the 1%ers rule the world. Come on, man. If the 1%ers are there, then that means there's 99% of us waiting to take over.
Exactly.
And you got
all
it,
right.
You got it down, man. It's the votes. Y'all get out there and vote for the people you love, and just to change shit, change it. That's all we
got
to do is change
you
it.
Got, you want to shout? You want to give anybody any shout outs?
Yeah, just, you know, everybody listening, give a shout out to all everybody down here at Slicksville. Everybody in the 505, you know, keep your head up, keep doing your thing. Life's a struggle, but it's worth it, man.
Thanks, Josh. That's Josh
all
Moyer,
right,
from you too. That's Josh Moyer from the 505 Duke City, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Thanks for calling,
yeah,
my
yeah.
man.
All right,
you have
man,
a nice day.
Stay blessed.
All right, this you too. You stay blessed too. This the next 100. We are broadcasting off of the Block Radio.
If you want to call in, it's 319-527-6196.
We're going to start taking callers right now. When you call in, give me let me know where you call from, who you want to shout out to, and what's your name. Big Ed, who's our first caller?
415-375.
What's up?
How you
Josh?
Doing?
This is OMF from San Francisco calling in, supporting your show. What's up, Eric? And the next 100
of the
Black Hour Radio. I called you last week, brother. And was listening to your show about us voting and how the system got us caught it up. And I was just giving a shout out to you for educating the brothers and the sisters out there and keeping it real, you know, keeping it 100. You know, so I'll shout out to Blackout Radio, you know what I'm saying, the whole Blackout Radio family, you know what I'm saying. So I'm just here to just give you some opinion on the topic that you was talking about.
What you think about it?
Well, as far as the vote, yes, we fought for that. We died for that. You know, people got hung on trees for that. So, yes, we got the vote. And yes, not just because they're black, that means that we have to vote for them. They have to be in our best interest. Right. So I agree with that 100%. As far as the prison system, I think, is the reason why, and I ain't no disrespect to nobody, but the reason why our kids are criminals is because our parents are criminals. We go to jail. We're not there. So when you leave your children, somebody else got to take care of your children. There's people in there, and we got the gang members that they have to go to the streets because they ain't got no love at home. Because if a man is not there, who is there to be role models there? We can't take out, we can't go to the school because the parents ain't going to come to school and jump on their kids. Because like you said, the symbolism is made up now is you go jump on your kids, you go to jail. Okay? But look at what we're going to jail for. Look what we'll go to jail for. Now, let me go touch your car. This is the stuff that's going on in 2018. You go near a person's car, they're going to jump on you. You better get away from our car. And they run up on you, act like they're going to do something to you. All right? you disrespect them. Look what they're going to jail for. They selling drugs. Look what they'll go to jail for. Okay? So they'll go to jail over a woman. Look what we go to jail for. But I'm not going to jail because I'll go to jail because they'll send me to jail for
hey, yeah. I feel you on that, man. We tend to go to jail for misdemeanors, things that you're supposed to get tickets for. We tend to get picked on. You know, if they think we in places we shouldn't be, they want to stop us and talk to us.
Okay.
Things of that nature.
Okay, here we go with this probation stuff. Okay. Now, you also based, you went to, no, first of all, you went to jail for doing something wrong, number one. So let's own up to what you did first of all. Let's own up to that first. Now, you got put up in a system that you know the system is made up to hold you back. Okay, because you saw your people die in the swamp, hung on trees, so you know. So you got caught up, okay, went and made a choice, okay? You made a choice to do something else. You went to jail. Okay, they got rules and regulations. We know the masters. We know they are the slave masters. They know they made the rules. Okay, they make the laws, and they distribute the laws when they feel like it. They come with new laws when it comes to black folks and Mexicans. You're right. You're exactly right, because they change the law on you. Because, of course, you don't know. Okay? Because you don't go to school like Martin Luther King said. He said, go have a dream, not a nightmare. We choose to go do things that we're not supposed to be doing. That's what I'm saying. Own up to your stuff. Okay, we support criminals.
That's what we're going to go out. We're going to go to the next caller with that.
Yeah.
Own up to your stuff. Just like he said, own up to your stuff. And but you always got to accept the fact that, hey, we are being targeted. And as long as we accept that fact, then we can do something different. As long as we think we can walk around and be equal, because we're American citizens, that ain't gonna really work. Hey, thanks for calling. I hope to hear you again next week, man. You have a
all
nice
right.
day.
You too.
Peace. Next caller.
646.
How you doing today?
646-673.
Who I'm talking to today? Hello? Hello?
646.
Can I hear you? Hey, walk around. I can't hear you.
Yeah.
You're going in and out, man. You got a bad connection. Hey, Big Ed, we got another caller.
413-727.
Hey, family. Hi,
how
this
you doing,
is Ann
fam?
Jules. I'm good. How are
Ann
you,
Ann Jules?
In
how
Lincoln?
You doing?
I'm good.
I'm
how
all
are
right.
you? I'm loving
I'm
the
all
show.
Right.
I'm glad
you've
to hear
been
that.
Listening
happy
to it
to
from
hear
the
that.
Beginning.
I have. Thank you to Black Tear. Shout out to the Next 100 on Blackout Radio. I'm loving what you guys are saying. I'm learning so much, you know, that perspective of, you know, the man, the callers, and the people that have called in. It's mind-blowing, and it's also heartbreaking, and my compassion is pouring out. And, I mean, he had a point when he said that they're, you know, I mean, just being in the jail cell, the murderer, you guys are making so many points that I want to touch base on, you know, in this discussion, but I feel like, I don't know, I'm Caucasian, obviously, I'm a white girl, but I'm definitely not discriminative in the manners, in the ways that other people of my color have been representing throughout the centuries, and my plight is with all the people that have been oppressed. So I stand with you guys, and I try so hard, like I try every way to defend others, stop the injustice, stand up for people, and stop the madness, because it's just nuts. And I'm glad that the nation is waking up to the ways that have always been there, and it's always, but you know, now it's in our face. It's all over social media, all the injustices and stuff. And you have so many clear points. You know, they want this country to be the prison of the world, and there's people making big money off of, you know, false accusations, throwing innocent people in jail, and it's been going on too effing long. And I'm just like, please give me a ways to help, give me a sign, you know, so I can help make changes and be a better, you know, make changes for a better world, for a better tomorrow, for you, for everyone, for all of us. And those haters, I feel like I tried at each moment to reveal and empower people within their own powers, and because I know that society and the elite have brought forth, and it's not even the poor people's fault. You know, they've been put there, and like you said, it's all brainwashing, and to reverse the old programming is not easy, even within my own being.
And that's why, Joelle, in my last episode, I said that with black people, we have to start brainwashing ourselves and delivering our own message. And I was thinking that, you know, a message, the message could be as easy as just telling each other, blacks don't kill blacks. Once a day, you tell your kids that, and you leave that as a greeting when you leave. What it does is sits in the subconscious. It always sits there because it's being repeated. Anything that's being repeated is eventually going to tell the conscious mind, don't do this, let's do something different. And the same as with the kids, the prison system. You have to go up there and have something written that says, if something happens to my child, you call me. Don't call the police. Because right now, they've taken the parent out of it. So with each week, I'm thinking and building on systems. These systems have to be repeated in our daily lives from at least 5 to 10 years to really see a cold effect, because any brainwashing, any type of messaging has to be repeated over and over. And at this moment, we have to stop accepting our competitor's message is our message, because when we can keep doing this, you can't win if you getting your direction from your competitor, because they're never going to tell you how to win, and they know how to win is coming up with your own message. Hey, Joelle, I got another caller. I want to thank you for calling,
and
I love what you were saying. Keep listening, and tell other people to listen.
Oh, most definitely. I shouted you out on Facebook. So,
thank you.
Thank you for having me. You please
keep doing what you're doing.
Anytime.
I will. Thanks for calling. Bye bye.
All right. Bye.
Big Ed, who we got next on the line?
810-835.
Yo.
What's
up, Carlito? Yo, what's going on with you?
What's up, Carlito? Glad you called back, big guy. You been listening to the show?
Yeah, I got in on the end part, man. I had a busy day today.
It be like that sometime, man. Ain't nothing wrong with that. That's just show progress.
I dropped a new video or two this morning. It's just been moving. So, you know, I like to thank everybody that share it and comment on it and all that. You know what I mean? I got to thank everybody. So I ain't even been to sleep.
Same. Did you put it on my website? Did you put it on the Next 100?
It's on Facebook. I can put it on the Next 100. I can share it to your page.
Put it on my page. Hey, anything you dropping, put it on my page, man. I'm gonna give you shouts out for that.
For sure. You got like over 2,000 views today, in like 16 hours. You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
So, 220 likes and like 100 and something comments and 110 shares. It ain't even been 24 hours.
Oh, yeah, put it on my page so I can pass it around, too, see if we can get you more, man. I want to see the video. As soon as I get through with the show, I'm going to watch it. I want to see how that goes.
Sure.
It sounds like it's tight.
Oh, yeah, man, it's called the Coquito Remix. It's out right now, you know, the Death in All Lanes maxi single, available everywhere, you know what I'm saying? Look up Death OJ.
Right.
But I want to touch on that subject, though.
Go ahead,
you know,
talk
man.
About it.
Man, look, here's the thing. What really trips me out is the smallest thing that we have on our body is the biggest thing that divides us. Skin is so thin. You know what I mean? If you let a nail across your arm, it would tear your skin. Although everything under that skin, it's all the same. There's three layers. There's the dermis, epidermis, and adipose tissue with the fat. After the cut part, all the same. You cut off the top layer, we all the same. Inside and out.
Exactly.
So my problem with this, we have more similarities than we have differences. Why the smallest thing that we're different from divides us? And the only reason people have melanin is because from when the original man was born, when people migrated to different areas, their skin adapted to their environment. When people went to Ireland, they was in the mountains, so they didn't get no sun. Their skin became pale. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They can't survive in the desert. You know what I mean? You know, and it's like, it's crazy because, you know, we all originated from the same place. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody got five legs. Ain't nobody got six arms. Everybody got two eyes, two ears,
exactly.
A mouth. You know what I'm saying? You got a heart, you got lungs. If two people get in an accident, one of them black, one of them white, and they both compatible, and one of them needed some organs to live, they both get used organs. It's
and I feel you on that. And I feel you on that. And I hate to, you know, I hate to always be like, you know, the show is for black men, but it is because in the world, this is what I mean about acceptance. In the world we live in today, we have to accept the fact that we are divided. We are divided. Yes. And as black people, it's over 2 billion black people on the planet that's been counted. Now you got to remember, it's some of us ain't been counted before. And so yes. That means we could be 3 billion. And at the moment, even in America, when they come up with the numbers of people who get kidnapped and found an organ undead and organs missing,
yeah.
It's always black.
Right.
So it got to be
right.
Something special about black people. But in America,
right.
The only way that a black man can survive is uniting with each other to build businesses and create and have those businesses create political outlets and social outlets to help us that would directly affect us. Right now, this all the charities that's out now only affect us if we didn't got burnt out our house, on our knees, struggling. And then they only give you a piece of what you need. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So we have to devise
right.
A system that would give us all of what us need plus some. At the end of the spectrum, I agree. We all came from we all came from one person, from our black woman. She make all different
right.
Types of persons. But in the world we live in today, we have to accept the fact that we black people have to unite on nothing but our skin color. We can't unite because we from Brazil. We can't unite because we from Hawaii. We can't unite because we from Africa. No, we got to combine all of that into one. Because if we don't, they can declassify us. And when they declassify us, they push that, and then they separate us. And then you got this black people saying I'm this black people saying I'm that. So we can't come together because this and that want to stand alone. You see what I'm saying? And they want to be seen standing alone. So we got to all remember the universe was given to black people. It wasn't given to African people. It wasn't given to American people. It was given to black people as one unit. One unit. And the only how we can overcome anything we're going from any continent we own, is to act as one unit. We vote as one unit. The message will always be the same as one unit, no matter what state you go to. The message never changes. And that's where we messed up at. Because we always go from state to state and have a different message. And the message ain't never our message. But if you look at our competitor, state to state, their message never changed.
Right.
Their message never changed.
A brother should be able to walk in any hood down the street.
Exactly. And hear the same message.
Right.
Just like they do. Just
should
like
be able
they
to go
do.
Anywhere. Right.
So,
should be able
so,
to go anywhere.
So, go ahead.
Yeah. I said we should be good with black men should better go any hood in America and walk down the street and be greeted with love.
With love. That's why I said, well, when we leave from now on, when we leave somebody, we should just be like, niggas don't kill niggas. And it ain't nothing but a message to brainwash. But once you hear that in your head over and over, I think and down the line in a year or two, you'll see more motherfuckers banging it out like we should. I don't like it. So we got a problem, blow your fist up, bang it out, because in the back of my mind, niggas don't kill niggas. But if
right.
we never practice this, if we never practice our own message, this is our own message. You know what I'm saying? It's like
right.
when I explain the word nigga to let people know that's their message because they know what it means. So I told you what it means. So now that you know what it means, it ain't no reason why you would be like, I don't want to say that. So you don't want to call yourself a boss, a leader, a king in another language? I don't understand that. You see what I'm saying? We have to change our message and then push it. And no matter what nobody say, we have to stick to the message, period. It's like, I forgot what my man said, but a guy say, this is the message that I'm pushing a line. But when he say, if you push a lie over and over again, it becomes the truth. But if you and so I figure if you push the truth over and over again, it could do nothing but rise the people.
Right. You push the truth over and over again, it stays the truth.
And you can do nothing but rise the people because people then want to learn more about the truth. And when you want to learn more about the truth, you find more about you as a black person. You feel me?
Dude, I definitely feel you.
And as you know, and I feel as black men, we got to always call the show. And even if what you want to talk about ain't the topic, well, let's talk about what you want to talk about because you might don't understand something and need to talk about and talk to a group of black men and hear our different versions of it. You know what I'm saying? So if somebody wanted to call my show and talk about they having trouble understanding a woman, well, say what you're going to say, then keep listening. And if we're going to let the callers give you they different versions of it. That way you know how to better handle yourself. Because going from 0 to 100, that's what little boys do and that's what women do. Men, we think about this shit, then we make a decision.
Hey, I can honestly say I have never put my hands on a woman or called her a bitch to her face. Ever.
And that's love right there.
Hey, look,
if
you listen to my music, you will never hear me call a woman a bitch in my music. Ever.
Right.
I got daughters. I wish a man would call mine one.
Exactly. And as long as your daughters see that respect, they're going to always meet somebody that's just like you, man.
I got to lead by example.
Exactly. You got to. If you don't, who will? They'll
right.
find somebody that's trying to lead. Go ahead.
Somebody that ain't going to care about them that's going to lead them somewhere wrong.
Exactly. And that ain't no good for nobody, man. Thanks
for
that. I got to get up out of here, big dog. Thanks for calling,
right,
man. Don't forget, put it on that next 100 on Facebook, and I'm going to spread it around.
I got you, bro. Appreciate you, man. Let me call in, man. Shout out to Black Tish. Shout out to Blackout Radio. Shout out to Ann Jules, man. Shout out to you, man. Next 100, I'll see you next week.
See you next week, big guy. Peace.
All right, 100.
100. This is the next 100 on the Block Radio Station. I want to thank everybody for calling. We bottled our way out. I got a song I want to play for you. I want y'all to always remember, man. what the word niggas really mean. And I want y'all to remember always when you leave somebody, tell them niggas don't kill niggas, blacks don't kill blacks, any way you want to say it. But make sure you say it. Say it to your kids once a day. We got to put out, we got to bury our message in the subconscious so it come out in the conscious. This is how we're going to change. We have to change our way of thinking in order to change our way of life for the next 100. And don't forget to vote. I'm telling y'all, midterm voting controls the United States. It controls your state you stand in. Get out and vote. Don't worry about how long it's going to take. Stand in that line. Midterm voting is more important than the presidency and more important than the governorship. It's midterm voting. Get out and vote. Now, we're going to kick it out of here on this song by your man Z Lincoln called I Don't Give a Fuck. Hey, Big Ed, is it cued in?
It was the good old days, cooking meetings with the DA, mayors and governors, they was all in play. And money was everywhere, and in everything, whatever was legal to us, everything. You couldn't imagine the way we celebrated, cities gorged and billions surrounded by vultures hating. This is how the city lives, we give it to our kids, elect the mayor to protect how we all live. The story continues, remember what we've been through, a bunch of tortured souls. To my ancestors, I salute you. I'm part of a time where it took the village to raise, when it was easy for a man to get up, get out, get paid. The truth is sad sometimes until we get home. May the universe bless us, we're never alone. This is just some crooked shit that I spit to remember. Even though I paid a lawyer, I'm still gone in September, Lincoln nigga. My pain runs deep. The devil felt the pain, asked me to share it with him. He said he could bring all time to my life, arguments over money, peace with my wife. He gave me a vision of what my life could be if I just gave up my life's pain and shared with him. He caught me at a low point, doing bad and sad. I couldn't see the future, death within my head. Gas and water too, electric rent too. If I commit to this angel, he'll take care of that too. It's always been the way, courtroom. What's the case? Felt so bad at times, cause looking in my mom's face. Just a little help is all I ever need. The pastor said it was an angel looking over me. And with this angel and God we trust, until the day I die, my life is a straight flush, drinking it up. Enemies, free and clear, we corporate now. Every day is friend of me. Free and clear is not the life that we all fucking live. But down and out in the ghetto ain't the life for my kids. Now everybody got a number, a reason, got a price to trade their life, be it wrong or be it fucking right. Sell your soul to the devil for a life for crime. A politician's mind is always in the life for crime. A cop's wife is to react on what he thinks is true. My job is to make sure what's true ain't never true. Been there, I done that. Don't ask my bitch about that. She'll tell you a few things, but I don't think you like that. I got an office, suit and ties, in and out all the time. Senators call me, but I always catch a line. I still get stopped, pulled out and searched in public. I don't like it, but if I fight it, I get killed.
Right.